Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a vinyl heat rag, a cut transform breakdown in Ableton Live 12, using only stock tools, and the vibe we're chasing is dusty dubplate energy with modern punch, solid sub control, and proper club pressure. This is advanced DNB vocal treatment, so the goal is not to make the vocal sound pristine. The goal is to make it sound intentional, worn in, slightly unstable, hyped, like it's been pulled off a loud sound system tape, but still sitting perfectly in a current drum and bass mix. And that balance is the whole magic here. If you get this right, the vocal becomes more than a sample. It becomes the identity of the breakdown. It drives the rhythm, creates tension, and makes the drop feel harder when the full drums and bass come back. So let's think like a producer and a sound designer at the same time. First, choose a vocal that already has attitude. Raga, dancehall, jungle MC energy works best here. You want something with a strong consonant on the front, a vowel or shout that can stretch, and a rhythm that already feels percussive. If the source line is too flat, the whole breakdown will feel forced. Drop the vocal into an audio track and set your warp mode based on the feel you want. For this style, beats mode is usually the move if you want more punchy chopping and a gritty rhythm. If you need more full range preservation, Complex Pro is there, but for a vinyl heat style breakdown, Beats often gives you that slightly rougher edge that works really well in DNB. Now, before you reach for heavy effects, fix the phrasing. This is one of those pro moves people skip. Use clip edits, cut points, fades, and tiny nudges to make the vocal groove properly first. In advanced production, timing always comes before tone. If the chop pattern feels awkward, no amount of saturation or degradation will save it. Build a two-bar phrase that works like call and response. For example, one bar delivers the first part of the line and the second bar answers it. Keep micro rests between words. Even a tiny gap of a 16th or an 8th note can make the vocal hit harder because the silence becomes part of the groove. That's a big concept here. The vocal is not just being played. It's being performed like an instrument. So think in states. Dry phrase, worn tape phrase, resonant mutant, then explosive transition hit. That mindset helps you automate with purpose instead of just piling on effects. Once the chop pattern feels musical, start shaping the tone. Put EQ8 first to clean up any obvious mud or ugly spikes. Then follow it with auto filter. A low pass filter is your main movement tool here. Start the cutoff somewhere in the midrange, maybe around 700Hz to 2.5 kHz depending on the source, and bring in some resonance so the filter actually speaks rather than just dulling the sound. Now automate that cutoff over the breakdown. Over 4, 8, or even 16 bars, let the vocals slowly open up or close down depending on the story you want. If you want more motion, add slow modulation inside auto filter as well. That gives you a living, breathing transform feel before the automation even hits. Next comes saturator. This is where you start adding heat, not destruction, just character. Push the drive a few dB. Maybe plus 2 to plus 7, and use soft clip if needed. That helps the vocals sit with more density and presence, especially when the arrangement gets sparse. In DNB, saturation is useful because it helps the vocal cut through dense systems without needing to be loud all the time. Now for the vinyl character. This is where redux or erosion can add that aged, dubplate texture. Be careful here. The point is character, not noise for the sake of noise. A little redux downsampling or a touch of erosion in the upper mids can make the vocal feel worn and physical, like it's being pushed through old hardware. Blend it in lightly. If you overdo it, the vocal loses intelligibility and the breakdown stops reading. After that, use EQ8 again if needed to tame harshness. If the vocal gets too spitty, pull a bit around 3 to 5 kHz. If the top becomes too modern and shiny, trim a little above 8 or 10 kHz. Keep the low end clean, but don't strip away all the body. You want character, not a thin effect. Now let's talk about movement in the space. Echo and reverb are not just decoration here. They're arrangement tools. Set up an echo with a dotted eighth or quarter note time, moderate feedback, and darker repeats than the dry vocal. That darker repeat thing matters a lot. It keeps the breakdown from getting cloudy. Use delay throws only on selected phrase endings, especially the final word in a two-bar loop. That way, the delay feels like a musical event rather than a constant wash. For reverb, keep the decay controlled. Something around 1.5 to 3 seconds is often enough. High pass the reverb returns so your sub stays clean, and low pass it so the top end doesn't get too glossy. Again, the goal is vintage pressure, not cinematic wash. Here's a really strong arrangement move. On the last phrase of the breakdown, let the delay throw spill into the empty space, while the drums and sub are pulled out. That moment of absence can feel huge in drum and bass. The silence becomes part of the drop setup. Now we commit. Once the chain is feeling right, resample the processed vocal onto a new audio track. This is a powerful advanced move, because it locks in the texture and gives you more freedom to edit. You can reverse slices, make stutters, have or double phrases, pitch down the final word a semitone or two, and create little glitchy micro-edits without taxing the CPU. This is also where the transform breakdown really becomes a composition tool. The vocal isn't just being processed anymore. It's being reshaped. Try making the last part of the phrase more aggressive. Automate a small downward pitch bend on the final syllable. Or chop the final word into repeated 16th note slices so it machine guns into the silence before the drop. That little negative space right before the drums return can make the drop hit way harder. Now place the vocal in context. A breakdown only feels huge if the rest of the arrangement is disciplined. So pull the drums back to ghost hits, filtered break fragments, maybe a snare ghost or a low percussion loop. Remove the sub or filter it heavily. Don't crowd the mid-range too early. If you have bass underneath, let it creep in very softly in the last two bars of the breakdown. Keep it low past and mono in the low end. You want it to suggest the drop, not steal the moment. The vocal is the lead here. If the drums are still present in the breakdown, a little sidechain ducking can help the vocal breathe with the groove. Keep it subtle. The idea is movement, not obvious pumping. Now let's make the final transition feel like a conversion, not just a fade out. In the last bar, automate the filter cutoff down fast or sweep it up if you want a different kind of tension. Increase echo feedback briefly, then cut it. You can also use frequency shifter for a subtle metallic edge, but keep it restrained if the vocal is already busy. The best transitions are often the simplest. One vocal hit, one filter move, one hard cut. And that hard cut matters. If the final vocal chop lands just before the first drop kick and disappears instantly, the drop feels heavier because of the empty space around it. That's classic D&B tension design right there. In a full arrangement, this could sit after a 16-bar drop, then an 8-bar rada vocal breakdown, then back into another 16-bar drop with variation, or in a longer roller. It might be the 32-bar intro, 16-bar drop, 8-bar vocal breakdown, then a drop variation, and an outro. The exact structure doesn't matter as much as the contrast. Now, a few things to watch out for. Don't overprocess the vocal too early. Get the chop and groove right first. Don't let the FX fight the snare and reese when the drop comes back. If the mid-range gets crowded, carve space around 2 to 5 kHz. And don't make the vocal overly wide too soon. Keep the core chop mostly mono, and let the width live in the delays, reverbs, and throws. That mono focus is a big part of the vintage feel too. Old system vocals often feel narrow and direct. That narrowness actually helps the drop feel bigger when everything opens up again. A great advanced variation is a ghost double. Duplicate the chop track, shift it by a few milliseconds, darken it, and tuck it low in the mix. That can add thickness without sounding like obvious chorus. Another powerful move is a two-speed transform. Let the first half of the breakdown move slowly and atmospherically, then let the second half get more aggressive with tighter stutters, faster filtering, and shorter delays. That creates a little narrative arc inside the section. You can also build a rhythmic mute pattern. For example, mute every fourth chop or every eighth chop in a repeating pattern. The silence becomes part of the groove, and the remaining hits feel stronger. One more important teacher note. Automate less than you think. In advanced D&B, one well-timed filter sweep or one feedback burst can hit harder than constant motion. Let the arrangement breathe. So here's the workflow in one clear pass. Pick a strong raga vocal. Fix the phrasing with clip edits first. Slice it into a tight call and response groove. Shape it with auto filter, saturator, and a touch of saturation or grit. Add controlled vinyl degradation with redux or erosion. Use echo and reverb for phrase endings and tension space. Resample the result. Create reverses, stutters, pitch moves, and final word cuts. Then place it in a stripped-down drum and bass context so the contrast really lands. If you do all that, you'll end up with a breakdown that feels dusty, hyped, and alive, but still modern enough to slam into a 174 BPM drop with real club pressure. For practice, build three versions from the same vocal phrase. Make one that's narrow, gritty, and dubplate-like. Make one that's more transformed with heavier filter motion. And make one that's super drop-focused, with tighter chopping and a hard cut into silence. If you can hear the difference immediately, you're doing it right. That's the Vinyl Heat Raga Cut Transform Breakdown. Dirty, controlled, and ready to hit. Now go make that vocal talk back to the system.